Chapter 1. Molly Parker wasn't here for some stupid autograph. She wasn't even here for the open practice the Celtics had run today, their last practice before they would begin the regular season tomorrow night against the 76ers. Though she had to admit that it was pretty cool to sit with the other kids and their parents inside the Celtics practice gym at the Sports Authority Training Center at Health Point, which didn't so much sound like the name of a basketball court, but the answer to some kind of essay question. The Celtics had scheduled their annual Kids' Day practice at 4 o'clock so that the parents, moms mostly, Molly noticed that right off, could pick up their kids at school or at the bus and get them here on time. Molly, who'd gotten out here to Waltham early, had watched a lot of them pull up to the entrance to the big public parking lot on the side, feeling as if she were watching some kind of parade for SUVs. Yuppie limos, her mom liked to call them. Of course, then, her mom would wonder if anybody in America even used the word yuppie anymore, or if there was some kind of new description for all the moms driving Suburbans and Land Cruisers and Explorers. Pretty soon there'll be double-decker versions of these monsters, Jennifer Parker would say to Molly, like our Red London buses. When they had finally come back for good from London, the only place Molly had ever thought of as home, her mom had acted as if everything was new to her, as if the country she'd grown up in had now become foreign just because she'd been away for over 12 years. One day when they were driving on the Mass Pike, Jennifer Parker, Jen to her friends, had found herself in the middle lane with big SUVs on both sides of their rented Taurus. Okay, her mom said, that's it. I know we've only been back a few weeks, but they're going to need to build a bigger country. Mom, Molly said that day, you're going to have to let go on the whole car thing. Her mom grinned then, because she was the coolest and always got the joke. Did I ever by any chance mention the Volkswagen Bug I used to drive around in college? And Molly had said, oh, no, Mom, never, not one single time. No kidding, you used to have a Volkswagen Bug in college? It wasn't Fire Engine Red by any chance, was it? Then they'd both laughed, because they both always got the joke, even if it was one as old as the one about her old college car. In the player's parking lot now, behind the Sports Authority building, leaning against the wheel of his SUV, Molly closed her eyes, picturing her and her mother in the front seat of the rented car that day, waiting to see how that particular snapshot from the album she carried around in her head was going to affect her. Nothing today. Progress, Molly thought. Or maybe progress had not one stinking thing to do with it. Maybe she was just too wired, a mom word, to focus on anything except what was going to happen next. Practice had been over for 20 minutes or so. The players had scattered to different points on the court to sign autographs. All the players except the one the kids in the house really wanted, Josh Cameron. Not just the biggest star on the Celtics, but the biggest star in the NBA, and maybe any sport right now. One of the young guys who worked for the Celtics had gotten on the microphone and said that because they knew it would be a mob scene if Josh tried to sign something for every boy and girl in the gym, he, Josh, had a surprise for them all. In the lobby, waiting for them on the way out, the guy from the Celtics said, "Everyone in attendance today would be handed a special Josh Cameron goodie bag. Inside was an autographed youth basketball, Celtics cap, and a t-shirt from Josh's summer basketball camp in Maine." Then Josh Cameron himself, looking a little bigger to Molly than he did on television, maybe because he wasn't standing next to some 7-foot monster type, took the microphone and personally thanked everybody for coming, said he hoped they'd had a great time, and promised them a great Celtics season. "Always remember," he said, "we can't do it without your support. And I mean you guys." "You're my hero, Josh," a girl yelled from somewhere in the stands. He smiled and wagged a finger in her direction, like she'd somehow...